Start the recording here. And all right, so we just want to make sure our all right, so welcome to the September 30th one-off configuration persistency service call here. I'm in here with Tony and others may join. I just want to give a once over before the
Tomorrow when we present for the TSC
call, if potentially we'll present. I'm not exactly expecting that we'll present, but there's certainly a non-zero chance that we may, so we should be prepared.
Correct.
And I think we're ready. We've given basically this presentation, a couple times, at least twice to the TSC, so there's not too much I think that's changed. But we do want to make sure we fit within 20 minutes. So overview the POC, which I think is really crucial and a big change from the last time we presented. And then of course the project
and what we're asking for, yeah.
And we'll be in the vote. So maybe we add in the vote here. Hopefully, we'll grant us
hopefully
a TSC
we don't
vote.
Have them annoy them.
Yes. Okay. So I've collapsed your things down to the one context, which I think is good.
Fine. We don't need to go into the rest of it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. If you would like a picture next to each of these, that might not be bad either.
They would be very small pictures, Ben. I think I'm okay with this.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think this is a pretty decent sort of overview that we've been using for the project. Let me just see. This seems a little off to me. They're not quite aligned, and the engineering genes in me are saying, fix that in here. So. Looks pretty good, I think. All right. Okay. That's good. I don't think we need to change those. And this is, of course, the architectural thing. So I think we've pared this down to pretty much a man. I'm not going to dwell on this slide so much. I'm just going to mention that we're not trying to replace the existing databases with this. And then we go into the POC. I think it is worthwhile to just kind of step through that. This is a good diagram, I think, for the POC. I cleaned up the line colors a little bit. let's see. Let me make this purple. And
this isn't so much the POC as this is a very high level sketch of the CPS's context, and what we're looking at is number one, the model-driven schema.
Right.
That's our primary focus.
Yeah, it's a good talking point to kind of where we are, what we need to do, where we're going. Yeah, I like it. and you can say, I mean, the POC is looking at all the purple stuff too. So
you can. Yeah.
It's looking at. It kind of summarizes where we want to go in the long term as well. So, I think it's good. Let me just see. I'm going to lower this a little bit so T is clear. Okay.
Jacqueline and Fred have joined.
Oh, hi. Hey, Jacqueline. Hey, Fred. Hey, thanks for joining. So we're just kind of wrapping up the TSC presentation for tomorrow.
In the hopes that we are actually asked to present.
Yeah, yeah. So in my experience, presenting several times the TSC, generally don't get it kind of depends on when it falls into the release. So if you're towards the end of the release, if it's towards the end of a gate particularly, they spend a lot of time talking about what they need to get to a gate. So we're at M4, I believe. So if they wrap everything up with M4, we are pretty likely to go. So it just kind of depends on what's going on. So we just went over we'll have a context slide.
The first page, in the introduction, Slide two, rather. Slide two. The second one was the POC overview. Do you want to move slides up? Because there was, you went straight from the context, which is the one slide.
Move slides up.
So, you know, do we have slides on the model-driven proof of concept?
Yeah, so these were what we went over with Toyn last time.
Yeah, perfect. So maybe we should move those up to the...
Do you want to move this up somewhere? For me, this was intro to the POC.
Yeah. Okay, so move slides, I guess, isn't slide 9? Yeah, 9, 10, and 11 up to the second section, to be the second section, to be in line with the overall agenda.
Yeah, it is the second section. So the first one was an overview, which is the slides we just went over.
Okay.
And then the second section is the POC. And then the last section is...
Now I'm with you. Okay.
I mean, I guess we also have a thing on the roadmap, which... so we kind of don't have something for this third one, but I think this is something which
we'll
is...
Just talk about it.
Which is which is the wiki page, yeah.
We've presented that several times.
Yeah, yeah. So I think this is kind of a wiki page, which I think we... As you pointed out, we don't want to dwell on the wiki page too much, but we are missing this section, which is probably important to show that it is going to be supported in a number of releases. And maybe for sake of looking like we've given this some thought, maybe we split out some of these things. So what is the really toughest things to do that are going to definitely be on R9? I mean, probably optimization feels like a very long-term sort of thing to me. And what is an easier-ish thing to do amongst these things?
That's a good question.
Or what's more mission critical than other things? Topology traversal seems like a longer-ish topic to me. but among these,
I'd imagine we'll do that fairly quickly, though.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be key to things like querying but history and rollback might be longer-term things.
Okay.
We might start off without them.
Yep.
And then add them. I'm not sure what data auditing is.
This is data consistency, looking at creating rules to see you can only have so many of these kinds of records or things like that. You know, things to check the health of your database against certain.
And if
rules.
Those are described in the model, we'll do those pretty quickly. But if they're logic that exists somewhere else, then I can see that coming later. So if it's modeled, that will come probably in Honolulu.
We can differentiate that too, model versus rules driven.
External, rules. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then backup and syncing.
Data syncing will be there straight away, but the backup and the rollback, I think we'll probably leave until later.
Okay.
As we industrialize the thing more.
Sure. That's fair. Okay, great. And that looks perfect. Okay. We don't want to have to be super perfect here because this is future stuff anyway. So
subject to change.
Exactly. All right. So we probably should spend do we want to talk about the roadmap before we go into the proposal? We only have like a minute to go over that. So,
it has to be pretty punchy.
It has to be very fast, I think. Maybe we even don't go over this slide just in case we need to.
We leave it, and then if we have time, use it.
Yeah. I think this is the only slide we really go over, and then if we have time, which we probably won't, we'll probably leave this slide off. But if somebody really probes and asks, I think one of the thing concerns the TSC is long-term support, right? I think we constantly get asked, is this project going to continue to be supported? And I think showing that there are multiple releases down the road that thoughts of things that we care about, I think is good.
I don't think we'd be putting folks on it unless we had some idea that it was actually going to go somewhere. So.
Right. So maybe a little bit more important is also some of the other things we want to mention in the POC. Let me pull up our slides from the PlugFest. There might be some things we want to use there. Okay, so the POC slides, and for those of you who didn't attend the ORAN PlugFest, the CMPS team did give a presentation there, and I think everything got recorded. So, and it's only like a 22 minute presentation.
It's a whistle stop tour.
Yeah. So, but you might want to listen to that. Okay, so I think these were Toyn's things here. Did we want to incorporate any points or even this diagram for that?
Again, because the time is so
tight. Let me put these side by side. We can probably add a bullet or two if we feel something is...
Yeah, the proof points are good and where we're at. I mean, Tuan can then talk about where we're at the proof points or answer questions on it.
Right. Let me see if I can... It's not going to be easy to put these side by side, but let me see.
Take the text from that whole slide and put it into the field there and then delete or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, you type faster than me.
Yeah, that, you know, like in sixth grade, that was probably, as a child, that was probably the most important grade school class I ever took, or the most used, you know. So,
yeah.
All right. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Proof points. Demonstrated ability to deploy Yang fragments. So that we do talk about deploying and upgrading Yang fragments. So that's just kind of this.
Yeah, right? Leave it in the format.
You want four bullet points here, or is that what you mean?
It's just that rather than having a whole slide on it.
Yeah. Okay.
And then if people ask or want to get into it, then Tuan is there and he can state exactly where the status is at.
Okay. My only concern, of course, is this doesn't quite fit in the thing. What we can do is...
Make it smaller.
Not necessarily make it smaller, but I think we can maybe streamline the text a little bit. So deploy and upgrade Yang model fragments. I mean, that's basically this exact point. So I feel we can delete this or make this the same thing, right?
Yeah, delete one of them.
So I think we can get rid of the word demonstrate, because that's the whole thing is about proof points. So, so deploy and upgrade Yang fragments at runtime,
and then the CPS model behavior.
Do you want to say model fragments? Model fragments at runtime. Sorry, go ahead.
So this second one is number 3. At least that's how Tuan's been representing it.
Yeah, based on Yang constraints.
So I prefer the text that you have up at top.
Okay. Like that. Okay. okay, let's see. Create read operations using Yang fragments against a CMPS backed by simple schema and schemaless repository.
Yeah, I mean this is one of the things that we're trying to prove, and it's key to when we get to the upgrade. When we do eventually get to the upgrade, that we have a very simple schema because we don't want to have to change that. So it's part of the proof point.
Okay. This reads a little clunky to me. This piece, these few words here. So basically, in other words, what exactly are we trying to show here? Your
I guess it's create and read operations using Yang fragments, storing in a, how do you say that exactly? I would rewrite this too. Create, Okay, so it's CRUD operations.
Okay, actually, that might be better just to say CRUD operations.
Yeah, CRUD operations, Yang fragments, and then against a CPS backed by a simple schema, and then instead of against a CPS, using a simple schema, schemaless repository.
That sounds good. That sounds a lot better.
Simple is important there. A simple schema or schemaless repository. I think that's important. Okay. The word simple is important.
So A and not A is, you know, in logic, you know, in sort of Boolean logic is everything, right? So what is this adding? If you have A and you have not A, don't you have the universe? Like what is the...
Okay, so I would read or. Help you?
Yeah. Okay.
Instead of the slash.
That's better. Okay. Provide architecture vision and roadmap for target architecture support to use case non-functional requirements towards an ONAP project. I can probably be a little less wordy. Let's see.
Yep. Stop after the architecture.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. Good. Okay. We fit now. let's see. Oh, right. Good. And this just shows that we have been discussing architecture points.
Yep. That's been a good way of working, actually. I would recommend it to any project that's attempting to move forward.
Right. Okay, great. And let's just take a look at this slide one last time here. Maybe I'm going to scooch these over a little bit.
I have a pet project, and it's amazing how much you move things around and how much time it takes just moving things around to make them look visually appealing or more usable.
Oh yeah, sure. There's whole worlds of theory of presentation. I've taken a lot of and read a lot of books about presentations and stuff. Let's see. So I think the text is bothering me a little bit too here. What's 16? Huh. That's weird. It looks like it's one is bigger than the other, but it's not. That's interesting. Okay. So let's see. We haven't really changed this too much, but I think, so last time we said, somebody asked me to remove, I think it was Michaela asked me to remove the A1 policy extension stuff. I think maybe this didn't happen.
I think it didn't happen.
Yeah, Michaela, I think, requested to remove this. So I think we'll remove that. Okay, so writing, reading data.
Access control, we might not get to.
Remove access control?
Well, I mean, we have the basis of it in. So let's leave it in for now because we still hope, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
And we won't have full access control, but we will have, I mean, that's part of what the model ownership and the registry is all skirting around. So I think we're making good progress on it.
Right, and
so do we want to mention? I mean, we have Jacqueline on as well. So, mm-hmm. Do we want to mention anything about the modeling work that's being done, the information modeling work that's being done to support this?
Good. Yeah, you can maybe mention it. I don't know.
It's not complete, I know.
No, and. You could maybe say initial info modeling design, just to sort of say this is the first part, because we're going to need to
harden it.
Well,
and agree
expand
it.
I mean, this is the R7, right? Really, it's only in the R8 where we're going to have a full info model.
Okay.
Full info model. It wouldn't even be designed at that stage. It would just be the full info model.
Yeah, I agree. But that works.
Okay.
I don't think we need to say more than that.
And these two points seem somewhat the same. Do we want to kind of collapse?
Well, the first one is about about the seed implementation.
Actually, why don't we write that? I think that's a better. Those are better
seed code.
Yeah. I think that's good. That sounds really good. Okay. Is it my eyes or do these look like different? Maybe it's because they're all capitalized. Oh, this is 18 points. Yeah. So, okay. So something is, I knew my eyes were seeing some. Okay. So this is bigger than it should be. 16, 18. Okay. All right. There we go. That was what was wrong. Okay. Let's see.
You're 18 there as well.
Yeah, the titles are 18. Okay. Which titles is fine. Are 18. The subpoints are 16. Okay, good. I think this looks good to me. December 2020. What's wrong with this? Did I misspell it? Huh. That's weird. Okay. June. Oh, you know, it's probably asking for we don't know the exact date, but anyway, it's probably complaining about the comma. Okay. All right. Okay, this looks good. Oh, and it's not a roadmap. Oh, yeah, it is a roadmap. Okay. All right. Ooh, it's a little big here. I'm going to shrink this.
So from a practical logistics, do you want to steer tomorrow in the event that we do come on?
Sure, yeah.
And
yeah,
I can do that, yeah. If you want to then ask questions or if people ask questions, I can be there to support it. Or I can drive. Yeah, or. Yeah.
So you're presenting this context piece, I think. I'll present the rest of the intro. And Toyne will talk about the POC piece of the slides. You can talk about the roadmap. And then, and you can talk about the project proposal itself leading into the TSC vote. So I think that'll be good. And then, if we'll probably get questions
undoubtedly
in the chat and probably throughout the presentation too. So we just have to
monitor those.
To monitor those. And that's how I also, I plucked all of those out afterwards to create the response presentation.
Yeah, I did something similar for my own notes.
Yeah. So just be prepared to do that.
Once I realized they were coming in there thick and fast.
Right. okay. And good. I think that's pretty good. I just have to clean up this a little bit here. Okay. Do we go? I actually don't go over any technical flows this time. So, okay. And I think I have a question icon that I created. Yeah. Okay. all right. All right. Anything else that anybody sees that R8's requirements presentation? all right. Project context. And the roadmap is actually got moved down to here.
Maybe we do the vote after the Q&A. Yeah. Q&A and vote.
Project proposal. What's a good word for skim? Like a quick teaser. Model, so the models modeling, subcommittee developments, model-driven architecture resources. I feel like there's too many words here. So the project roadmap and...
But there has been a lot of movement since.
So I mean, we could certainly have whole slides on model development and stuff and
the
whole model work, but I don't know that we're going to have time to
present. I don't want
to
open the door.
Yeah, I think...
Although they're very civilized. I've been to a couple of those meetings. They seem very civilized.
We have... Jacqueline has led a lot of work on this. But I don't think we're going to have time to go over it. So I'm going to just delete it, I think. So, okay. I think I have it. It might not be bad to have it in the appendix, though. Let me just take... you know what? I think I'm going to put it in the appendix. Gunnar, just find... I think I have a similar slide on the 5G use case work that I'm doing. So I'm just going to take... maybe this slide here as a representative slide. Is this good, Jacqueline, or do you have another... do you have a more recent thing that you'd like?
If this is R7,
this
actually
is R7.
I did... it's sort of unfortunate that you weren't there on the resource. I am. You weren't alone. We were very few of us, but let me send you...
Maybe that's why it wasn't so contentious, Jacqueline.
No, the thing was that I actually split up the R7 and the R8.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just send it to me, and I'll. This is an R8 presentation, so we should have maybe the R7 and R8 view. So let me just Let me just put a placeholder here for those.
I'm in process. Hang on. That was R7. This is R8. And the basic difference is just that the full proposal is R8, and the R7 I'm only taking. Something similar to my first presentation, so it's a little bit more, it's a little reduced, but the diagram is cleaner. So if you take the R7 page, you might, it's a little easier to see what we're doing there, but up to you.
No, I think it, whatever you want to put here is fine. Mm-hmm. I just think that people may ask, because it's an important piece of the puzzle, so. And if they ask, at least we have slides to go to. okay. All right. And actually, it was kind of interesting because the two times ago when we presented, we actually ended up getting 40 minutes only because they didn't stop us and there were lots of questions and maybe the agenda for whatever reason we had sort of that extra time. But I think it's good to plan for sort of 20, and if it balloons to whatever they let us, that's fine. Okay. All right, good. All right, so I said we'd meet for basically just a half hour to let people go on to the POC wrap up, the PlugFest wrap up. So if Jacqueline, if you email me those things, I'll incorporate it into these slides and then I'll send this out to everybody.
I put
you put it somewhere else.
Chat, so
in the chat, let me see in the chat. All right, let me see.
Oh, cool.
So, and you can just take whichever the UMLs that you think is best. So
the first one.
okay.
Unless you want to impress people.
But yeah,
then be prepared to field all the questions.
I'd sort of prefer to take the R7 diagram as sort of what we assume we'll get done and leave them wanting more. Oops.
Yeah, 13.2 I would take.
Something didn't come out right here.
I think the links got mixed up. I don't know. Anyways.
Oh, there are two links here. Oh, that's what's wrong. I put both links together.
Oh, you took everything. Sorry.
together. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So if you take that diagram,
Okay.
I think that'll do it, sort of. Mm-hmm. But that's the R7 then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and this other one is.
And the other one is the R8, but I don't know if I don't know to what extent you want to go into that one. That's the heavy one that we were discussing. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not so much that we want to get into it. It's that we want to have material in case somebody brings us into it. So if the TSC, well, what about the modeling of this?
Right.
And then we can say, well, it's ongoing and we have an R7 position and we're working on an R8 position.
Right.
And that's all we need to state. And then we can throw them off for people. So it's more background and standby material.
Yeah, so okay. I mean, if you look at what presentations can be used for, this is really a convincer presentation, like a sort of a, you know, there are presentations to persuade, a call to action. I mean, there are, you know, the point of the presentation isn't to, some of it is information, like this is an informational slide, but its purpose is to, as a convincer for a persuasion, for a call to action to vote yes. So
it shows that we've been thinking.
Exactly.
Just in that case, again, to sort of, because I know one question will be, what is the delta here? Mm. Now, there is a difference in the actual information. It's not just all of these comments and things. Mm. The containment of, okay, back up. The containment here of the resource app model and the resource instance app data, you see that's on both cases, that's a 0 to 1. Mm-hmm. And that's to accommodate the fact that at this moment, we're not classifying the models in any way in R7. Mm-hmm. We're just bringing in the models. So if you remember, we had discussions around tagging of models and trying to figure out how we would group them, either from a vendor perspective or within the system. And of course, we're not ready with that. But this sort of reflects that whatever models we take in are taken in as a clump, and the data from them is also taken as a clump, if there is any data. So that's your 0 to 1 there. And here we have, here this is where we get into the different possibilities of what we could do if we want to group the models differently, if we want to tag them up in certain ways, if we want to work with the descriptors and see what the potential is there. So, yeah,
but,
good.
But the 0 to 1 here, you mean that this is optional, right? Like there's...
The 0 is optional, and the 1 is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think for R7, we're assuming that the models that we take in aren't grouped in any way. It's just one big set of models. Hmm. So it's not like a 0 to star, which is what we have in the R8, where we might want to actually group the different Yang models in different ways. So that indicates both optional and the fact that we're not trying to make anything complicated here in terms of what sort of models we have. We just take in the models as is.
And that's what the 1 is here. You're just taking the whole model as is, right?
Exactly.
Same as one big blob.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense to me. Let me see if I can represent that in. Okay, great. I think that's good. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And like I say, then the R8 is more of a teaser. You know, it gives a little more possibilities and. Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Any final comments from anybody anywhere on any of these slides? Okay.
Hopefully we get to present them tomorrow, Ben.
Yeah. I will send them out to everybody here or to the whole group.
Hey, just one quick question. Yeah, I remember early on we had been talking about the time database, the not the time series, but the temporal database. Mm-hmm. Was that reflected here?
Yeah.
I came late.
So. Yeah, there's the temporal database here.
Okay, perfect. All right. Yep. And do we have a spiel on that in case they ask about it, or we just want to
We have decided how to integrate it. So we have a decision architecturally on how we will integrate a temporal or a time series or any other type of database that's looking after the same data. But it wasn't the primary purpose of the POC, but it was considered in the overall design and the seed code. So as and when the use cases come to drive that, that's when we'll introduce it. So that's the spiel that we have, Fred.
All right, good enough.
We could also introduce a appendix point for that if you want. I think we have Ted's slides. Let me see.
Yeah, that might be a good idea because people may not understand what it is and the value of it. So,
let's see. But we just want a one slider that kind of describes
instead of the whole primer
concept. Let me see.
Well, maybe just the benefit. Does he have a benefits slide somewhere?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, this is sort of the key idea, keeping track of entity over time. Maybe this is, let me see. Okay.
Maybe, so, let
me just.
I thought the one of his very first slides, Ben, mm-hmm. where he had the definitions of the different types of database was probably mm-hmm. in words, but I like words more than pictures sometimes.
Sure. They complement each other, right? So,
yes, they do.
So if you just go both. So sometimes it's good to have important.
Yeah.
Slide two. Okay, here.
Yeah, streaming, I think these database, three definitions. Time series
database, temporal database. Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. So we'll use these. Let me see.
That's good. And then if you want to throw that graphic in, which shows the lines.
These? Okay.
Is that the better one?
Is that tilted to me? That's tilted.
Definitely.
It looks a little tilted, yeah.
Okay, so, this is good. I think it shows you, there are different states of things that are changing over time. I think that's fine.
Just use group them and shrink them.
See if I can fix the tilt here.
There you go.
Now, let me see. That's...
No, you had the lever on top.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let me see here. Will that work? I'm not sure. It will probably individually change.
You just had it.
Probably turn
there,
them
there, 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 there.
Oh, no, it turned everything together. Very good.
Yeah.
You have to hold control or something if you want to go.
Control, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's still pretty wacky. Let me see.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see.
I guess you have to do it the hard-coded
way. Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
See if I can fix this in a different way here. I think I have auto-align on, so I think if I just create a big box, it should align.
It's on some kind of a grid. You have to shut off the grid or something.
Let me see. There it goes. Okay. And if I just do this, that might not work. Let me see. Just pull this up. These may already be straight. Yeah. And this was basically showing that things can change state over time. These different
we're tracking the state over time. Exactly. And
right. Yeah. Okay.
That looks good.
Oop, this is a little wacky here. Okay. All right. That looks a little better, I think. Okay. All right.
And just don't say interface state, just say state. That would state. Make it more clear.
Interface okay. State. Yep. Okay, good. And let's see if I can fix the spacing here. Okay, let's see. Whoops. All right, good. I think that's good. All right, any other final thoughts before we close? Melanie, I see you joined. Did you want me to add you? Are you working on this project? Should I add you to the team per se, or? Melanie?
Don't worry about it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about it. I joined so little, you know, but I found it interesting to kind of catch up a bit today.
Yeah, sure,
so,
of course, yeah. I just wanted to make sure
I'm kind of working on some other thing, so no worries.
Yeah, okay. All right, very good. All right, thanks everybody, and hopefully we'll be presenting tomorrow at the TSC. If you do not have the invite, you should already have it in your calendar. Let me know and I'll add you. You can also find it, although it's much harder to find it in the community calendar. That can be hard to find stuff in the community calendar. So hopefully we'll see you tomorrow, right?
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, everybody. Bye. Yep, bye.
Thanks, bye.